Welcome, everyone, to another
Jiggly edition of the Hour Bomb.
Jiggly edition of the Hour Bomb.
Yes,
jiggly?
Sir.
Wow.
We're jiggly because did you see Heath walking down the stairs? I mean, there was a lot of jiggle coming down the stairs.
Oh, God.
You're welcome.
And in case you didn't hear that, there's stereo.
I am your host, the intellectual savior of the network, and 2013 TWR Person of the Year, the illustrious Jason Halbert.
Vernon Hill, you pansy.
Thank you.
I hope you have Matt Hardy's career happen to you.
Oh.
Wow.
I get fat, I'm already there.
Well, that you got to get domestic disputes with your wife, and you know. Okay.
Joe Lane is always one of my partners in crime.
The big bad booty daddy.
That's right. The big Adrian Masters here. Hey, go piss off, bunch of Heath fans.
And the Jizz Mapper,
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
But wait, we have special guests this week.
We do have special guests this week. First off,
coming from the backwoods of your mom. Oh, sorry, coming from the land down under. The angry Australian, Jake Mullins.
From the Rusty Niche.
Fucking hell.
I guess it doesn't get any better for you, Kyle. Trust me. It doesn't get much better for you. I'm in a strange.
And the other half of the Rusty Niche.
The other half.
They're coming from Deliverance, Georgia.
Oh, shit. I gotta wait for it to kick in here.
God damn it.
There we go.
Yes.
Kyle's favorite song.
I'm so proud of this right now.
Sweet. He's getting mildly aroused and can't figure out why.
I'm not going to tell you. It's a secret.
No.
Anyways, so yes.
Sure do have
they are the hosts of the Wrestling Niche here on the TWR Network.
Oh, wow. The crowd even hits the Wrestling Niche.
Yeah, wow. Fuck off and die.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
They are part of the Wrestling Niche. They're here on the TWR Network every Saturday night at 9, 8 Central.
Hey, there we go.
Yes, we are.
Wow.
We got the plug in.
So glad that they could pick up on the fact that we want them to plug their shit.
Yeah, we are. I'm surprised Adrian knows anything.
Oh,
wow, we're starting early.
Yeah, well.
By the way, your theme reminds me of Jeff Hardy's old WWE theme, where, like, it's all cool at the start with the tribal drums, and it gets into the chorus, it's gay as fuck.
Just saying. Which one are you talking about?
I don't know what he's talking about at all.
Intro to this show.
Why you gotta hit on our intro?
Because I hit on everything.
At least we have a good one.
fucking...
Hey, whoa, fuck off, dude. Ours is pretty good.
Yeah, so fuck you.
I don't like a lot of shit Jake does, but I do like our intro.
You know what? If I listened to your show, maybe I would hear your intro.
See, so fuck you. You don't even know, bitch. You don't even know.
Well, honestly, if you guys were still on Thursdays, I would be able to listen more often, but I can't ever tune in on Saturday night.
It's called On the Download, faggot.
Yeah, I don't bother with that kind of stuff.
He doesn't even listen to our show on the download.
I don't.
It's okay, I don't listen to our show either.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
You don't listen to anyone's show, Kyle. Just shut the fuck up.
I do. If I didn't
Jake,
listen
how
to
how dare
show,
you talk to Kyle here. That way? He's our guest.
No, go ahead, Jake. It's okay.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Two-thirds.
Why you have to like who invited you, by the way?
I'm surprised you Jason did that. Riding your little scooter around town.
Yeah, we
not a scooter!
it's one of those Walmart carts.
Dude, that took a lot faster
it's
than
a tricycle.
You know those carts are like Walmart a beast to ride on at Walmart? That's what Kyle drives.
Dude, okay, I know.
He's got a racing flag on the back of it.
Either way. Oh, God.
He's got spinners on the little wheels.
You know,
put spinners on that, yes.
God. Friday night, I went to watch my my two nephews racing a little four-wheeler competition thing. I'm pretty sure they had more power than your little motor scooter does.
You want to bet on that?
Wait. Is Kyle seriously challenged like to race like 9-year-olds?
Yes, I am. God damn it!
Wow, we never cease to amaze anyone here on the TWR network.
Yeah, we're doing a post something show.
TWR After Hours.
Oh, Battleground. That was the name of this pay per view that just happened.
Oh, was it? So, before I guess we talk to get into wrestling, Adrian, don't you need to plug some shit?
I already plugged their show.
Yeah, but there's other
stuff. They're the only show that was on this week, so.
So, fuck the other ones.
I don't know when Shooting from the Hip's coming back. I hope it's soon.
FTW was on this week, so we still took
TNA. Yeah, they're technically really not on our site. They're just like.
They're
part of this network.
Okay?
Well,
TNA
is.
It's
not.
I don't keep track of these things. You shouldn't put me in charge of this stuff, Jason.
They're on the side everywhere. What the?
Wow.
You're pissing off Jake, and it's only 3 minutes in. You're only pissing. You're already pissing him off.
Even Kyle knows what's on this network.
I know what's on the network.
Kyle knows nothing.
I'm just fucking with you guys. Jesus. Monday said what?
Bullshit.
I don't know what time it's on.
Like 3 hours
right now. Then
4 Eastern, 3 Central in the afternoon. You listen to the Talk TV podcast with Dave and... what? What time's it on then, Jake?
5 p.m. Eastern.
Are you sure? Because I could have swore it came on at like 3 our time, which would be 4 Eastern. Oh,
that's what Paul said.
No, it's like 5.
I believe Paul.
Just check the goddamn website for when the fucking show comes on. Next.
Wow. And to think we haven't even gotten to the actual...
Adrian, don't worry about it. Just go.
I got to look this up now.
Oh, God.
Executive decision. Move on with the goddamn plug.
Well, you
can say.
Talk TNA.
You go ahead and continue the plugs then, Jason. I've got
TNA's been good. You shut up.
TNA's been better than before, I guess. I can.
Who does the plugs on your show? Is that Kyle?
God damn it.
No, I do.
Oh, well.
Pick that up. Sounds like a robot if he doesn't.
Well,
bullshit!
When do you guys pick up where he left off?
What were you saying?
I wonder when you guys do the plugs.
I'm in the middle of playing.
This is
games.
Your show. You do.
Yeah. Fuck you, dude. This is your shit.
We've got a night off.
Do it.
Yeah, Heath, go for it.
Like I know.
Wow, we're looking really bad here. I'm just letting you know.
4 p.m. Eastern. 4 p.m. Eastern.
Ah, I fucking called it, you douchebag.
Where is that? Give me a link.
Oh, Jesus.
Paul Jordan just said it.
Where?
Paul in the chat right now.
In the chat.
Oh, no, shit, he is in the chat.
Ball cup. So it's ball cup to Paul Jordan.
Yay.
He gets a golden ball cup.
Wow. He really is in the chat for once.
See, I said it was 4 Eastern, 3 Central, and Jake's like, no, that's not when it's on.
This is terrible. Well, Paul, you're not normally on with us live. It's even worse than what it is on the... Well, it's
all right, I'll see if I get this right from here if Jake wants to stop giving me false corrections.
We have a to cover. We can't get through plugs.
All right. Well, if you would stop trying to correct me with false information, it would help.
I correct you once, and then you're like, oh, look, I'm at the right time. Oh, look at me. Oh.
You were like, you got the wrong time, you asshole, what I didn't.
I stand corrected. I'm the bigger man here. Now, let's move on.
I accept your apology.
All right.
You can suck each other's dicks later. Just hurry up.
It's the FPW podcast. You can join Garvin, Lee, Harrison, Joe, and Rob as they talk all wrestling information in a very topic-based podcast.
Which is a lot better than ours.
That's hot.
What are you doing? Is your girlfriend, like, sucking your dick or something while you're on the show?
You know what?
Do you think I would be on here if that were the case? Let's be honest.
Adrian, sit your ass down. Oh, Adrian's going to go cry. Actually, I think he probably just needs to go to the bathroom. Anyway, and then shooting from the hip sometime, and then you guys are sometime, and we're sometime, and Paul Jordan does everything on the website. And so anyway.
Paul Jordan, hardest working man on the network.
Truth. Yes.
Would you come sit down?
Is he angry? Does he need a hug?
Oh,
he might. Shooting from the hip will be this Wednesday. Okay, that's straight from Paul Jordan.
Cool.
I know you're right. I'm great.
Paul.
You're not great. Shut up.
God damn. What the fuck is Adrian doing?
I don't know. I think he had to go, like, fondle walk himself out of for a second. Walk out of cramp.
He has to go save someone, a cat in the tree, because he thinks he's Captain America.
I had a cramp.
Yeah, to walk it out.
That's why I tell you to stretch before we start the show.
I'm sorry, I didn't do it this time.
Anyway.
That's because you're a douche.
Tell you what, do we have anybody else in the chat room?
I guess let's find out who's in the goddamn chat.
We've lost two listeners since we've done this debacle.
Are you serious?
Yes, we're down to six.
No!
Which is up from the two.
Paul Jordan, the other half. Is that you, Kyle?
No.
All right, well, ball cup to the other half.
It's probably Kevin.
No, it's not.
Me and four anonymous users.
Jake, four anonymous users? Really? Yeah. Really, people?
Stop being anonymous assholes.
I know CJ2Tim was there. So.
Yeah, he was. He's like, fuck this, click.
Yeah. Doesn't like you guys anymore.
Anyway, I don't even want to. Let's just get this.
Anybody that's listening on the download, ball cup to them. Because we want to thank them for listening on the download, at least.
And sticking out.
Yes.
For this 20-minute fucking train wreck.
It's only been, like, 13. Get it right. Not even 13.
Can we start wrestling on this wrestling show? Or
we're going to wrestle?
Let's come for the podcast that talks 45 minutes about anonymous random shit.
But people know that. And then we get into a wrestling-heavy show. But
We did really do a good hour and a half of shit last night. I was surprised.
Hey, we got 8 users in the, is that down to 6? I can't.
Hey, you can't see probably any glasses.
Well, no, it's the red on top of the
CJ210 okay. Solar. See?
Okay. Right,
hey, alright.
Alright, I guess we've talked enough.
Yeah,
you wanna know how the show works, just listen to our other goddamn shows. I've talked about it 67 other times.
Yeah, because we're on our 68th episode, people.
Woo! Number 69, big party.
Bump and grind for 69.
That'll be next week.
That's sexy.
Just, oh, God.
We're going to get heat in a fat suit, oil them up. It's going to be great.
Oh. I don't even know what to say at that point anymore, Adrian.
I am not going to be Big Dick Johnson.
I don't want to see that.
It's just start the goddamn pay-per-view talking.
Oh, I have our punishment.
Uh-oh. What's our punishment?
The loser of this season of the bit has to do the Big Dick Johnson video and put it on YouTube.
That's awesome.
Done.
Yeah.
How do I get in on this?
You know the reason why they're saying it right now?
Okay, Kyle, you want in on this? That's fine. You have to pick from the guys that we've already drafted. Oh, and you started at 0 when the rest of us already have points. You were supposed to be there the week that we drafted, and you're like, oh, I can't do it. I gotta fuck my motor scooter's tailpipe.
You're an asshole. But I'll give you that one because that was pretty.
All right, so can we talk Battleground, I guess, at this point now?
Yes. Please.
Wow, this theme was terrible. We're just going to get into it.
Yeah.
I like that song.
I like it.
I do too.
It's not bad.
All right, anyway.
The SummerSlam theme's horrible.
Yes.
Sounds like a bunch of ghetto bitches talking over a beat.
It sounds like it's Cameron.
It might be.
You know, it can't. It's not as bad.
I haven't found that paper, baby.
It's not as bad as this. This one drove me nuts after hearing it like a million and a half times.
Yeah, that one kind of got old after a while.
Yeah.
Do. Yeah, I'm good. Anyway, Battleground. We have two pre-show matches because WWE hates us. What were those two matches, Adrian?
Well, would you rather them be on pay-per-view?
I would rather not have either one of these on the pre-show or the pay-per-view to begin with.
Why?
They're fine on the
because
pre-show.
We had to sit through Cameron and Naomi.
It wasn't that
It was a good match.
I was actually looking forward to that match. It can't be a good match.
It wasn't bad.
Why? Why are you so down on Divas?
I hate Cameron.
Jason hates all women wrestlers.
I do not.
He thinks they should be in the kitchen making sandwiches instead of...
Oh. I think most women should be there, yes.
Wow, you're not helping your case here. That's amazing.
Jesus.
Anyway, wow. So
Adam Rose versus Fandango
and the big who gives a fuck about that match?
Adam Rose.
Do you still like Adam Rose, Jason?
Yeah, I like Adam Rose.
He's all whatever.
The problem is they're just not utilizing him the right way.
The problem is that he was on NXT 1 week and then he got pushed down our throats for weeks after that.
Yeah,
on the main roster.
I'll give you that one. I think
he got too overexposed too soon.
The people at the NXT tapings are like people who go to the Ring of Honor shows. They're there to have a good time, so therefore they enjoy most of this kind of stuff. But the
Tyler Breeze needs to be on the main roster. Fuck Adam Rose.
I disagree with that.
But the people that go to Monday
you don't
Raw,
like faggots. Is that what you're trying to say?
No,
you
know, I think Tyler Breeze
is homophobic now.
I think Tyler Breeze as a wrestler is fine. I just don't think the gimmick would go over or work all that well on the main roster.
Yes, it does. What the hell?
I don't think it...
Have you seen Tyler Breeze?
Yeah.
His gimmick would draw a major hate.
I've seen his gimmick before.
Yeah.
Can you say Johnny
He's
Nitro?
Way better than them.
They are not. Fuck you, Jake.
He is way better than them.
No, I don't know about that.
Way better.
No way you could be better than Johnny Nitro.
Fuck you, Kyle. You don't even watch NXT. Go fuck yourself.
What's with the hostility on our show?
Because Tyler Breeze is a good talent. I'm going to stand up for him.
They're more hostile against each other on our show than they are on their own.
And
show.
Kyle doesn't get an opinion because he hasn't watched NXT.
How do you know, Dickweed?
Because you would have said it on the show if you had.
I don't. Our show is not NXT based.
You would have said it.
I've watched it since the network came out.
When was that?
Fine. Oh my god!
Fucking 6 months ago.
I think I'm just gonna go get some popcorn and kick back and listen to these two bicker. Now,
it's
girls.
Slobber knocker.
Let's just move on.
Anyway, trying to. So we got to the actual.
I'm sorry.
Adam Rose beats Fandango, which I wish.
Are we still doing the pre-show?
Yes.
By the way, why is Adam Rose finisher Dean Ambrose finisher?
It's pretty close to the same move. It's not exactly the same, but
it actually is the same thing.
Apparently,
it's the exact same move.
The other half is saying Kyle does not watch NXT. Don't let him lie to you.
No, Adam Rose does the move from over the top of his shoulder, and Dean Ambrose does it like a DDT. Like,
what the hell? How is that different at
it's
all?
It's different.
The same move.
I didn't say it's
how is it? Okay. Then how the hell is the Diamond Cutter, the RKO, and the Stunner different moves?
Because those two moves that Adam Rose and Dean Ambrose do don't look any different.
Yes, they do. One of them does it over the shoulder, and one of them does it under the arm. I don't see how you don't see a difference there.
It's the same fucking... Whatever.
It's the same basic principle. I'm not arguing that. It's close to the same
Diamond Cutter, you can... It's you. He drills you into the mat. The RKO is more like a theatrics type thing.
It's essentially the same fucking move, though.
Yeah, I know, but there's done
just
two
like
different
these
ways.
Two
Adam
are
Rose
essentially the same,
Ambrose
but they're not exactly
do,
the same.
Like, a different position. That's it. It's not done differently.
The genius, Paul Jordan, says the Tyler Breeze gimmick already exists with The Miz because he doesn't want to get hit in the face.
The Miz is horrible, okay?
No, fuck
the
you.
Miz is, his give, that whatever he's doing now is just not as good as Tyler Breeze at all.
So, we have an opening match on the pay-per-view. We have the tag team title match of a 2 out of 3 falls with the Usos defending against the
Wyatts.
Wyatt family. Yeah. Another phenomenal tag team match with these two teams.
This was really one of the greatest matches I have seen in a long time when it comes to tag team matches.
Mm-hmm. I would see easily maybe tag team match of the year, possibly.
Well, I would like to agree, but we saw it like 4 seconds at a time because the PlayStation Network sucked tonight.
Still, even with that happening.
They didn't need the 2 out of 3 falls thing. They could have left that behind because they didn't really utilize it that much.
No, it would have worked better, in my opinion, would have been if they would have been stipulation matches.
Right. Because a 2 out of 3 falls match is like the be-all, end-all when it comes to feuds.
So, congratulations, Usos. You've graduated from fighting the Wyatts to Crybaxel. Good job.
They've already beaten Crybaxel.
So, do you think they're going to have another rematch, or is that it for them?
Do what, Jake?
Do you think the Wyatts get another rematch after this, or no?
No,
it's going to be too played out. Adrian brought up a good point. I think he thinks it's going to be the Rhodes boys now.
The Stardust and Goldust.
What if they put a stipulation on it, like in a steel cage or something?
I'd be okay with that.
I would be fine with that if they did it, but I don't think they're going to.
Hey, with game listeners, holy shit, let's keep talking wrestling. Let's do less bickering. Anyway, good match. Your winners. And still, why
Jason,
is
look
working?
Who's decided to rejoin us.
I'm on top to save my peak.
Montana Man's here.
Hey, what's up to Montana Man?
Your winners and still tag team champion, the Usos. Not a bad match.
I'm very saddened by this match. It was a great match.
Yeah, I didn't see why they just didn't give the Wyatts the titles at all.
I didn't
unless
either.
There's something bigger for them at the moment.
Do you think they didn't give them the titles because they're going to call it the Ascension, maybe?
I don't know.
No, they can't have those two gimmicks collide because they're basically the same.
Yeah.
They could. It wouldn't make a...
They could. I mean, because... And eventually it could be good because... I mean, how different was Demolition from Legion of Doom?
This is true.
But there's the same dark character. Like, that's oversaturation then. And you can't... I don't know about... They'd have to join the White family. You can't have them feuding with them. Because they've been tag champions for almost a year and a half in NXT. And you bring up a dominating team like that, it's going to fuck everything up. Especially for the Wyatts.
I think it's going to happen sooner than you think, though, Jake.
It's like Doomsday going with Galactus. Like, no.
It would be no different than a Major League Baseball team bringing up someone that's just tearing it up and down on AAA. I mean, that's one of the next scenes. It's their minor leagues. They're doing really well. It could be someone that hits like, I don't know. Who's leading the...
I don't pay that
much attention to baseball. Anyway, anymore. It could be a guy that's very similar style, batting stance, batting power, and everything like that. I've already got that guy on my team. I'm going to bring another guy up just like him. It's no different
than
that.
Well, I get what you're saying, but there's not much of a tag team division for them to be in it and to be active without colliding with the Wyatts, firstly. And that would have to be a feud you'd have to build up if you were going to do that. I mean, who are they going to face?
They could build it up.
Rhodes Brothers? Come on.
Well, you could put Adam Rose and...
There's three tag teams up on the
Wyatts. There's R-Truth and Xavier Woods that anyone can beat up.
Right.
But Xavier Woods and R-Truth aren't really a tag team. They're just there.
Sure they are. They're Black Illusion.
There's Los Matadors.
One of them's hurt.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So there's Los Matadors.
Isn't there another Latino... Hell, they could put Del Rio in a mask and call him the Los Matador.
Oh, God.
Can't they just bring up... What about that tag team that's in NXT? They're kind of like the new World's Greatest Tag Team. Just bring them up. They're good.
Oh, God. What team are you talking about? I'm trying to think.
They debuted like a month ago. They look exactly like the World's Greatest Tag Team.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the black and white?
They're very good. Yeah. There was a black and a white dude.
That's fun.
They have a good tag team, too. They've had some really good matches.
I
got to
agree with Paul Jordan on this. I want to see the Rhodes brothers talk the Cosmos with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, my God. That'd be hilarious. I would tune in to see that shit.
I'm not sure you even know how to handle them.
I don't know either. Hey, he actually got a compliment in the chat room.
Yes, I did.
It's from Montana Man. How y'all thought? Say hi. I've been catching on the download, and y'all doing great. Even Heath. Keep up the good work. Thanks, Montana Man. Glad to have
you
back. All right, so we're going to move on. Your... well, no, it was supposed to be, because I was confused. Our feed was screwing up. the next match, was it supposed to be
Rollins and Ambrose?
It was Rollins and Ambrose, yeah.
And then that didn't happen. So then they went to the match that I've kind of been looking forward to. Paige and AJ.
Yeah, and it was a pretty good Divas match, I guess.
It was a good match between these two.
Yeah.
I didn't really like how it played out, though. I don't know. I would have liked to have seen a Paige heel turn.
In due time.
If she doesn't do it on tomorrow night, then this is going nowhere.
I agree.
Because, like, nothing happened.
Mark on
I
the
thought
counter,
the exact same thing you did. Like, I thought she'd just turn heel and just beat the shit out of her, but nothing happened.
Nope.
I think it'll happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
If it does, I mean, it might not. I don't know. You know, and I'll be honest with you, as far as shockers go tonight, there really weren't any.
There was a couple minor things, but actually there was one.
I got to say, there was a few moments in that match where, like, Paige hit the Paige Turner and you actually thought she would win the title again.
And
yeah, I thought she had it won after that. I'm like, oh my god, she's going to retake the title. That's awesome. But nope, not the case.
Yeah.
All right. And your winner and still Divas champion. You know, when I hear that song, all I can picture is AJ just in little pigtails and, like, just skipping around the ring.
Yep, in a plaid skirt.
Yes.
And a white shirt tied in.
All right, now
by the way,
Heath needs to go.
I'm just more annoyed about this match.
Heath needs to go to the restroom.
The dumb fucking fans were chanting CM Punk again.
Oh, yeah.
And it's getting on my nerves.
Of course they are.
It's like he's not coming back.
Okay, Adrian, I'm going to tell you the same thing I told my boss. Because you're going to Chicago next weekend?
Yeah.
My boss is going to Chicago for like a week and a half, beginning of August.
Okay.
When you go up there, stalk CM Punk. Go find him. When you find him, ask him how Dolph's sloppy seconds were. Like, can you do that? Because my boss won't do it.
If I find him, I will.
Okay, good.
We may if never you want him to again. Kick you in the head and give you an aneurysm,
yeah, I mean,
okay, go ahead.
When you need stitches, can you see if he'll sign you right where your stitches are?
I'll actually ask him, how does it feel knowing that Daniel Bryan, Dolph Ziggler, John Cena, and who knows who else hit that first?
Just be aware he's a black belt Muay Thai.
And now you're married to it.
And you know what? I can recommend a good doctor that can work on your stitches, too.
Oh, you had stitches?
Actually, I just thought you were that ugly.
I could also ask him if that ass is as tight as it looks in those jeans.
You could, yes. Ask him if there's anything else that's tight on hers or ass in those jeans.
Oh,
answer will probably be no, but...
Nah.
We're going into some uncharted territory. We should stop.
Yeah. I gotta ask him, how tight are you sure you're the best in the world?
Look at that.
Olay!
Tell me, we're going to uncharted territory. No, this is on the map. It's on the map every week if you listen to our show, Kyle.
No, that's not what I mean.
He doesn't. He doesn't listen to anyone's show.
I know. We're uncensored, unapologetic, unprofessional, and the best show on the network. On Sunday nights.
Yeah, we're after, most like, too.
Yeah. After dark.
We're TWR. We're the
number one show that starts after 9 o'clock Eastern Time.
Yes, we're the number one show that starts after 9 o'clock Eastern Time on Sunday nights. Anyway, so we're going to move on. The next match, Jack Swagger against Rusev. I am very shocked that they're continuing. They went as far as they did on this.
Yeah, I was
with the whole airplane getting shot down by Russia.
What do you
mean? What?
Well, not the airplane thing. I know about the airplane, dumbass.
Well,
what do you mean you're not? Oh, you're
what, where did Muhammad Hassan come out of nowhere or something? What are you talking about?
What do you mean, what am I talking about? With the bad press that, like, Russia's getting and shit, I'm surprised Vince McMahon didn't just kibosh it and just send Rusev out and then send...
Well, that's not Russia. That's, like, a...
It's goddamn
promises.
Russia.
Ukraine.
We're not... It's same fucking thing. It's over there. It's a big fucking area, and it's fucking cold. It's Russia.
Whatever.
Jason, I mean, you couldn't
Jesus
sound more
Christ, racist. You ignorant motherfucker.
It's the Ukraine.
Same shit.
The views of Jason Halford do not necessarily...
It's not the same shit.
On.
They're feuding at the moment. They're, like, almost in a war. What the fuck?
Anyway.
Same shit.
I like how you use a wrestling term.
It's like, it's team. Like Australia and New Zealand are basically the same shit.
They are. They're both islands, except one's on top and one's on bottom, where all the shit should go.
Says you in the United States.
Yeah? We're far superior than
Australia. Which is like the wasteland of fucking the world.
Wow.
It's where everyone dumps their toxic waste and shit.
Have you been to Malaysia, dude? Malaysia is pretty shitty.
Anyway, so Rusev comes out. And, you know, I just want to say over this, I think it was like Thursday or Friday, WWE put out a article with like pictures of Lana and everything. And
yes, oh, I was talking about those last night.
Yikes. It was hot.
They put out more pictures.
I was listening, probably.
Oh, yeah. I went through a box of dishes watching that.
Anyway, you know, I was going to say something else. I completely forgot the fuck I was going to say.
Lana comes in and is like, Putin, blah, 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 blah. And that was it.
Putin. Rusev.
Rusev Kraft Swagger. And then they
cock in my mouth and my ass, or however she talks, you know.
This match, surprisingly,
she rolls her R's a lot, but I know that's not what Russians do, so.
Oh, those Mexicans.
Oh.
Exactly.
I was surprised this match ended with...
From the Brio.
What injury?
I was surprised this match ended cleanly.
From the long side of tracks.
Deuce and Domino?
What the...
I was going to say Unico, but it cares.
Anyway, you were saying?
I was just saying I was surprised that this match ended as cleanly as it did.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
It did end rather cleanly. I was kind of shocked.
Do you think they're going to have a flag match at SummerSlam?
Ugh. Probably.
I'd be so okay with it.
The
I don't see how they could really go with Swagger fighting him again, because, I mean, Swagger lost, and lost pretty decisively.
Yeah, but with a count out.
Yeah.
He got knocked out by the post. That, you know, that's going to continue. That's like...
They left it wide open.
Yeah, here. I see what you're saying. Yeah,
it's not like he grabbed him and then came across and fucked him.
I would have liked
it
more, though, if Zeb had gotten attacked, though. I don't know. I just wish that had happened.
Zeb needs to punch the shit out of Lana. I'm sick of this. No. I'm sick of every week her, she's slapping him, and he's like, he's cocking his fist. I'm just waiting for him to deck her.
That's...
Yeah, but that ain't going to happen on WWE. I'm sorry to tell you.
No.
He's a war veteran, like, he probably has flashbacks of how he got, like, slapped by, like, a Vietnamese child back in Vietnam. Wow, he's just going to deck her. He's just going to deck her once. It's not even going to be his fault.
The views of Jake Mullen do not necessarily represent those of any normal sane person, just those of the angry Australians.
He decks her, and then just screams out, "You goddamn gook."
The IRR does not condone violence against women.
As long as she's making me a sandwich.
Right.
You act like your show is all clean and squeaky. Come on.
We are, but we just have to throw the legal disclaimers in there.
Just 5 minutes earlier, you were talking about trying to fuck Lana's ass over the phone.
This is very true.
You know, I believe last time we had him on that we went, like, talking about rape, too, and all that.
This happens a lot when we have Venetian.
You're talking about raping Lana. I remember I was on that show.
I'd like to be putting it in her Putin.
That's the one where we were like trying to come up with a title, and I kept saying, "No, we can't call it that." Well, what was it? No, we can't call it that. So, what's the name of that one? We can't call it that. That was a bad one. One of our better shows. But I'm like, hey, apparently we need to talk about rape and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, look at that! We lost 3 users.
Oh no, that's been over the last like 10 minutes when we were talking about the Usos.
Plane's getting shot down in Muhammad or something.
So,
yeah. Anyway, by the way.
Your winner.
Bloop.
Rusev Putia. Rusev
Batska. I like the music, though.
Yeah, I do too.
It just sounds like something big is going to be marching this way. And that's Rusev.
I'll start using that when I walk in the
bedroom. I think Rusev's biggest moment was like when he was in the Rumble and no one knew who he was, but that like awesome music comes out and this big guy comes out and you're like, what the fuck's going on?
It's like, holy shit, what is that? Anyway, next up.
Seth Rollins comes out to the ring.
And demands that he be declared the winner.
Over Dean Ambrose.
You knew how the segment was going to end and if you didn't, you're a retard.
And Dean Ambrose jumps him again. They brawl for a while again.
Do you have the list of the agents that were out there?
I saw Hugh Morris.
I saw Doug and Danny Basham.
I think Finlay was there.
Finlay was there. Jamie Noble was out there.
Hugh Moore. I saw Jamie Noble.
I saw Joey Mercury, too.
Yeah. Joey Mercury.
Bill DeMott was out there.
Bill DeMott, and I believe Road Dogg was out there.
Yes, he was.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the big question I have here is, why the fuck is Jamie Noble and the Basham still employed by the company?
I did not realize they were still rolling.
Aren't they agents or some shit?
Yeah.
They are.
So you're going to fire a bunch of people, but you're going to keep them on as agents. And
because Jamie Noble is great. He's a great wrestler.
I don't have an issue with Jamie Noble.
Yeah.
I would argue the Bashams probably were not the best choice.
Yeah. The breast choice?
I caught
yes,
it too.
Breast choice.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who realized that he fucked that up A-Ways from Sunday. So
I was just going to let it go.
I'm so good about Lana's Putin.
But seriously, like, this fight went on for like 10 minutes, and they did that lame thing where, like, oh, I'm going to hold you back. Oh, he gets loose. Oh, he's fighting again. It's like,
we're going to hold you back. Okay.
Hugh Morris,
all right,
which
guys.
Is this big 300 pound guy. Him alone is enough to hold back.
Yeah, it's like, don't worry, guys. I'll be good. Ha! Fuck you. I got you.
Exactly.
I'll be good.
I'm pretty sure Triple H was getting annoyed because Seth Rollins kept going for Dean Ambrose when he was trying to break it up. Like, come on, man.
We'll talk about that more.
All right.
Another segment. All right.
I love the chant that
next
from
match.
The crowd, though.
What chant was that?
Let them fight.
Oh, yeah.
Bray Wyatt versus Chris.
Yeah, right. The crowd was...
What?
What?
You cut off there, Kyle. We didn't hear all you said. The crowd was.
I said the crowd was fucking into that, like hardcore.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. They want to see the match.
Oh yeah, I do too.
I think we're definitely getting into the SummerSlam, but I'll talk about that a little bit later.
Yeah. All right.
Fanboy's case. I'm calling it.
So next up is Chris Jericho against Bray Wyatt. The main reason Chris Jericho came back.
This match was really good.
It was.
But surprisingly, Jericho won.
I was not expecting.
I don't know why, but
it was a really good match.
I feel like this is going to be, you know, this is starting something. Like, they're going somewhere with it. They wouldn't just have him win out of nowhere, especially when it's Jericho, and he would gladly lay down for Bray Wyatt.
I think Jericho,
three times in a row.
I agree. I think this is a setup to make Jericho look like a threat a little bit more again, because he's lost a lot of matches in those past, like, you know, comebacks, and everyone expected him to lose again.
Right.
I think this is set up to make him look legitimate again. Because, seriously, he's coming out doing his normal stuff that he's always well, I'm a Rollins, Jericho, and ever, and all that. And then Bray Wyatt's like, what the fuck are you doing? You're not going to save us. You need to save yourself. And I thought it was a good contrast of
contrast.
I love how you were just like Bray Wyatt comes out and goes, "What the fuck are you doing?" Like Bray Wyatt's the normal one out of this group. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's like, what's wrong with you? Are you dumb?
Are you high? Yeah.
So oh, anyway, your winner, Chris Jericho. All right, up next was the Intercontinental Battle Royal. Which
I think before this
the best
started,
match of the night.
Seth Rollins leaving the arena.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you're missing the part there.
Walking with two old fat guys, bald fat guys. Which
I think those were the Bashams.
I don't think the Bashams are that old.
Those were like TNA officials, I'm pretty sure.
TNA officials, okay.
Yeah, that could have been Kurt Angle. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, he's walking. You know, I don't need security. I got this. And he sends the old timers in. And then he's looking very carefully everywhere. Should be very, very quiet.
And then he takes, like, he's just, you can tell that the whole entire thing is set up because he's looking around in one place. So Ambrose, like, lost his timing.
Yeah. Yeah,
so he's looking, he's just waiting to hear, like, the boot open, and he doesn't.
Listen for the
it was kind of awkward for a minute.
The what to open?
Because Ambrose was hiding the boot, right? And he was, like, he had his back turned to him.
I think he's looking
at the same spot.
Wait, did you just say the boot?
Yeah, the boot.
What the fuck is a boot?
What the fuck is the boot?
The boot of the car.
He's talking
it's
about
the trunk.
We call that the trunk here, as normal people
we call it the boot.
It's called a trunk.
I figured that's what he meant. I was just listening. I'm like, I think that's the astrology board for trunk.
I figured it was, but
what the hell do you call the front of the car? He was hiding in a boot.
They call the front of the car the bra of the car. Car.
You fucking retard.
I'm the retard.
What do you call it? What do you call it?
Don't call it a goddamn boot.
No, we don't call it a fucking boot.
It's called a sneaker. That's what the further car is called. It's a sneaker. I gotta go look up by the sneaker. Oh, I gotta go check the boot.
I think it's called a flip-flop. I'm not sure.
Wow. Anyway, if you're gonna call us out for fucking up words, we're gonna call you out for your weird backwards-ass words.
It's a boot because inside a boot is a big hole space. You fucking retard. It makes sense.
No, but it's inside my ex-wife is a big empty space called a vagina, but I'll call it a boot.
Maybe you should call it a trunk.
I hope your ex-wife actually listens to this.
It's like when we're together, honey, close your legs, I can see your boot. Your boot kind of stinks. When was the last time you cleaned out your boot?
Oh, God. Wow. Booty tape.
It hurts. It hurts to laugh. God damn it.
How many guys went, olay, in your boot?
We got him destroyed.
Oh, God damn it.
Wow.
And then a TWR for line of the year.
Just one.
Thank you, Nick. You helped us come up with the stuff.
God.
Wow. Back to the booted hand.
I don't even know if we can finish the show.
Now that my son actually comes up and is talking about his boots, I'm never going to think of this ain't the right thing again.
Oh, God.
Holy shit.
You done?
Boots.
Now?
Oh, are you serious? How are you not laughing? Oh, wait, I forget.
Because it wasn't funny. That's why.
It's in the soul.
Can you leave?
Hang on, guys.
You fucking leave. That's why. You can't leave because you fucking, like, sunk him in your goddamn seat.
Ohio and Australia.
Boot. Okay, that's what they call the boot. Wait, what do you call the, Paul, are you talking about a trunk of a car you call the boot, or a vagina you call the boot?
Because I they call it a boot in fucking America, so fuck you.
No, I've never heard anyone call it that.
Paul just said it in the chat.
Well, we're like only 2 hours apart, Kyle, so it's not like we're too varied here.
This is very true.
You know what, we're putting a poll up on the group page now that says, what do you call the end of
the trunk of your car?
What do you call the empty space in the back of your car?
What do you call a boot? Is it something put on your shoe, the back end of a car, or used in the vagina?
Of course people are going to say your fucking shoe if you say it like that.
All right.
Actually, I think the vagina might win that one.
Yeah, without hesitation, I think the vagina is going to win.
I mean, I know which one Glitterfist is going to pick.
What's she going to pick, Adrian?
She'll pick the vagina.
Okay, just checking. Oh, God.
Anyway.
The boot.
Okay. All right.
Are you still listening?
Huh?
Are you?
Did we lose?
Come to Southern Jake, Ohio and find out. Okay.
I'm here.
All right.
Can we move on?
Yeah, we're trying to move on.
We're laughing about this dumb joke.
Come to Southern Ohio and find out.
Yes.
If the boot is a vagina or a trunk.
I don't want to find out.
I don't want to find out anyway, because I don't want to go there expecting a boot to be one thing and then ended up being another thing.
Yeah, I'd be sad.
If I'm wanting to go stick something in a vagina and find out it's a trunk of a car, I'm going to be pretty damn upset.
We should move on.
Yes.
Yeah.
God damn it.
All right. The Intercontinental Championship Battle Royal.
Take it away, Adrian. You're the one that's like, we should move on.
Well, I mean, dear God, you've been going on about the same thing now for like 20 minutes.
20 guys?
Yeah, Lesnar broke the streak thing. I mean, Jesus Christ. You've been a dead horse by this point.
I'm sorry, what was that, Jake?
What?
My client, Brock Lesnar, conquered the streak! My client, Brock Lesnar, conquered the streak!
Okay. In case you didn't know, Jake, or Kyle.
I knew.
Yeah. All right, just a second.
So I think I was more annoyed about that than Kyle was.
No, Kyle was pretty... Oh, what, by my sound drop there?
Yeah, just then.
No, at this point, I have officially just said, fuck it. If that's the only thing you have to hold over me, I've done pretty fucking well for myself.
No. And then we got the scooter. Yeah, we got the tricycle to talk about.
Okay, hold on a second. Real fast.
If the motorcycle has two wheels up front and one in the back,
there's two in the front and one in the back. But Jake said that he didn't like it because he was safer in a car, end quote. So in theory, Jake just doesn't like my motorcycle because he's a pussy.
Did you just call it a motorcycle?
I did call it a motorcycle.
Motorcycle.
By MoDOT definition, motherfucker, that is a motorcycle.
You know what? I got the name for this.
Oh my god, you're a fag.
Oh my god, you're a fag? That'd be a great episode. No.
Pronunciation is key.
Motorcycle, seriously.
Motorcycle.
I do what I want, bitch.
Wow.
You know what? Actually, I can agree with Kyle on this one because of the fact it was actually pronounced that way.
The other half who isn't Kyle, apparently, it says...
It's really not me.
It's technically called a roadster.
I bet it is.
It is not a roadster.
On the title, that's what it's... Technically, that's what it's.
If you go and read, because I had to read the fucking book to get my goddamn motorcycle permit, it's in there as a tricycle.
See, No. It's a tricycle, but MoDOT recognizes it as a motorcycle.
You have to have a motorcycle license to operate it.
Exactly. It's registered as a motorcycle, but on the title, it's registered as a roadster.
Have you guys ever heard of the Tesla cars?
Might as well be a hover around.
It should. Have you ever heard of the Tesla cars?
I've heard of it, but yeah. I don't know what the hell it is.
It's basically a tricycle. It's got two wheels up front and one in the back, and it's only like $7,000 brand new, and it gets like 80-something miles to the gallon or something like that. Technically, in the state of Missouri, it's considered a motorcycle because of how it is. I'll have to find it and like send you a link so you guys know what I'm talking about.
Anyway.
So, the Battle Royal.
Yes, yeah, the Battle Royal. You know, everyone comes
What happened to RVD?
Was he not in the Battle Royal?
No, he was not in there. He was not.
He ate too many hamburgers. He couldn't come out.
I skipped through it because I found out who won, and I was like, well, this is kind
of actually, it was probably one of the better matches of the night.
It really
the
was.
Reason I wanted to get to the main event was part of the reason that I kind of wish I wouldn't have. But
yeah, man, the main event was the one I just went to get lunch at that point. I didn't give a shit about that.
What time is it there?
It's 2 o'clock.
Okay. In the afternoon?
Yeah.
Or in the morning.
I didn't fucking know. Eat shit.
Well, he's not 3 hours ahead of us, Jason.
Jesus. I didn't fucking know. I don't know where the hell Australia is. You dickhead.
Well, of course you don't. That's because you're a fucking moron.
It's about 13 hours ahead of us.
You know, the only thing I know about Australia
is that they call the trunk of a car a boot.
And everything I lose. And everything I learned from this song. Lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. Anyway. I just got to the
back. God, every time I hear that song, I think of Family Guy.
That's because they're a fag.
Anyway, moving on.
Just like Family Guy is, it's fucking awful.
So anyway, I was hoping the guy that when Bad News Bear came out, he was going to be like, you know, if you all thought you were safe because I wasn't going to compete, I have some bad news. And then be like, yeah, yep. Okay, not as bad as I thought.
Yeah, I thought
he was going to come out and steal the title.
I thought it would have been great.
Fuck you guys. I have some bad news for you, motherfuckers. And just
it would have been great if he took off the sling after the Miz won. It just popped him in the elbow. It's like, I guess I'm okay after all. Took the title, walked off.
Yeah. So, anyway, it was a good... I'm after tonight, I'm 100% convinced the only reason I keep Kofi around is for the Royal Rumble and Battle Royals. That's the only reason Kofi's around.
The stuff between Cesaro and Kofi was great.
Yeah, well, I liked it. It was awesome between the two of them. And then when you threw Big E in there, too, you got so many moving parts that it has to function just right.
I can't believe Heath Slater eliminated Cesaro.
Yes, it was great. Really? I was squealing. It was so good.
You were squealing?
I was squealing. I get excited when that stuff happens.
He's weird like that,
he's
though.
A three-man.
This is my favorite match of the night because the reason I watch wrestling is because it's suspenseful and stuff like that. I like that stuff. The main event was boring as fuck and predictable because you knew what was going to happen.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, you had... How many times... There was, what, three or four good spots from Kofi and then the big one. You had Ziggler that almost went out three or four times. And then Heath Slater, like you said, actually getting an elimination in.
How about the pop Zack Ryder got?
Wait, Zack Ryder's still with the company?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
For a guy that's never on TV, he got a pretty good pop.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
That's only because he hasn't been on TV for a while.
And then everyone was like, oh my god, it's Zack Ryder. He didn't know he was still around. He didn't answer his phone that day.
Gone.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, well,
he wasn't the first person thrown out, though.
No, he wasn't. First, that goes to who, Adrian?
Xavier Woods.
Xavier Woods, yeah. I was rooting for Titus O'Neil, but no. My man Titus O'Neil.
I was rooting for Bo Dallas.
Thank God he didn't win.
Fuck you. He's great.
Thank you.
He's got more charisma than Seth Rollins, seriously.
I might as well just call you the American version of fucking Jake Mullen here.
He's the Black Lex Luger. I've been saying it for months.
The Black Lex Luger?
Who's the Black Lex Luger?
Titus O'Neil.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Bo Dallas.
I thought he was talking about you. I'm like, why is he calling you Black Lex Luger?
I was talking about why he was calling Bo Dallas the Black Lex Luger.
Anyway.
Wow. He's the reptilian lord. That's what.
Awesome! Your winner, Vince McMahon style, and new Intercontinental Champion, The Miz.
Disappointing, but I'll take it.
I like it. I'm glad. I'm glad The Miz is back.
Ever since he's come back, he's been kind of meh. Well, this whole entire gimmick of him being this big movie star when everyone knows he isn't. He's done two like ABC specials.
Need I remind you that Wade Barrett plugged his movie?
Ray Barrett, Ray Barrett had a bigger role, and that movie actually did better than the two Marine movies.
That movie actually was pretty good. The Wade Barrett was in, I actually liked it.
Right, but yeah. I'm just saying he had a minor role, whereas The Miz actually has starring roles. Yes, they're not like
but they go direct to DVD. So
it doesn't matter. It's still
he's
saying
it's just dumb.
Christmas Bounty was a tearjerker. I was on the edge of my seat the entire movie.
You're fucking more gay than Heath on fucking Friday.
By the way, do you think Ziggler and Miz are going to feud now because of that? They were like kind of the last two.
Oh, they have to. I mean, who's the Miz going to feud with?
Sheamus.
Big E. He could do Sheamus first. I mean, you already beat him on Raw.
You could do a title versus title match if they wanted to actually merge titles at SummerSlam.
That would actually not surprise me at all. So, anyway, time to move on to our main event. Good match, good solid match, your winner.
Wow.
We all knew it was going to happen. I mean, who here
was the most predictable main event? I mean, there were a couple times where I thought, oh shit, Reigns might win this, but I'm like, nope, it's
not. I'm like, oh shit, Randy Orton might pull us out. Nope.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe even Kane might pull it out.
Nope.
I said it on my show yesterday. I said the Bodhi are going to break up. I mean, not break up. They're going to, him and Kane, Owen and Kane, are going to push each other and blah, blah, blah. And then Cena's going to capitalize. And that's exactly what fucking happened.
On your show, huh?
What?
On your show?
On our show.
Yeah.
No.
My Apple. Show.
Oh.
I forgot you were here because you haven't talked in like 30 minutes.
I'm listening to you guys go back and forth.
He's playing pocket pool with himself. So, I mean,
I don't even have Major League Baseball and
PS3. I'm actually playing the UFC game.
That's not even a real sport. What are you talking about?
Please play. You're playing Bruce Lee.
That's not even a real sport.
I just want to say that I thought in the main event, Roman Reigns did very, very, very good.
Oh, it was a good match. Or at least a good showing.
He did his spear like 10 times.
At the end of that...
That whole, like, the last 5 minutes was kind of overdone.
I know.
Everyone hit their finishes like twice. Cena hit the AA four times.
False finishes? I don't know if you're aware of what that is, Jake, but it's where it looks like the match is going to end, but it doesn't.
Yeah, but they did it like four times, is what I'm saying. Like, Reign spear like everyone like twice.
Well, you gotta get your high spots in the match. I mean,
But it wasn't. It wasn't in the match. It was in the span of like 10 minutes. That's what I'm saying. It's like that Triple H Undertaker match at WrestleMania, the first one they had.
Yeah.
Where it was just pedigree after pedigree and shit.
Well, I mean, some people.
Well, how I saw it anyway.
Some people say a tomato. Some people call a trunk a boot. So I mean, we're gonna agree to disagree here.
I'm just saying, Fatal 4-Ways in general aren't very
good. I'm just not a huge fan of those to begin with.
There's been some really good Fatal 4-Ways over the course of time, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to have the right people in it. Yeah.
I know, I think having
Kane and Orton in it, it's like, no.
Orton would have been okay, but having Kane in it, I didn't. That's what I thought.
That was hot.
Kane's a great guy, and I love him and everything, but he needs to go.
Or I liked him better at his, like, non-wrestling role. I thought he was great at that. And then, oh, you want the Big Red Monster?
That killed him. That absolutely killed his character.
Hey, I do want to comment about a post that we got from Facebook here.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Litter Taylor, the Blue Wizard, he posted on our link. He said, I'm sorry I can't be in there. I'm having some computer issues tonight, but I'm there in spirit, guys. Just so you know, he gives the preview a 6 out of 10. And he's got a What Stings and a Can You Dig It?
Sweet. We'll have to dig into those. By the way, Adrian, after the shirt you're wearing today, you are no longer ever allowed to talk bad about Randy Orton.
Why?
Because he's wearing a Randy Orton t-shirt that he bought.
To be fair, I bought this whenever Orton won his first title.
Yeah, you bought it when... That's even worse. You bought it when it was face Orton and not heel Orton.
I have a Randy Orton.
Actually, when Orton won the title, it was his. He was already heel.
You weren't there when Randy Orton.
I don't like Orton. I got it with the DVD, so...
Well, that's different, because you bought the DVD, you got the shirt. Adrian actually went up there and said, I want the Randy Orton shirt, and gave them money, and they gave him the t-shirt.
What the fuck?
It's like buying a shirt for the hometown guy.
As much shit... As much shit as you guys gave me when I gave him a shirt,
I'm sure.
Huh?
Jake, my name is Randy Orton. Does not compute. It blows up.
Judging by your logic, I shouldn't have gotten any shit when I named him my wrestler of 2013. He was a hometown guy. So he should have gotten it then. But no, I caught so much shit from you because...
I have to go out and buy Bushwhackers t-shirt?
He wasn't
t-shirt.
The best wrestler of 2013.
Statistically, he was.
Statistically?
Yeah, I'll have to go find the show again, and I'll have to have you listen to it, because I found stats and everything on Randy Orton's, like, on a bunch of guys' win-loss records over the course of 2013. Statistically, best wrestler.
He was a champion, and no one cared. That's all you have to know.
No, he had more wins and losses, or more wins than anyone else.
So,
it doesn't matter. No one cares. The wins don't matter if no one cares.
Time to move on, because... I would like to get to bed sometime soon tonight. Time for What Stinks. So, someone go. You know what? Here's my What Stinks. I don't remember. Go ahead, Adrian.
Well, good job on that.
I know.
I'll go to our guest host here. Jake, Kyle, either you have a What Stinks?
Jake's mom.
I think we can all agree on that one.
Her boot. Do you have anything there, Drake? Or Kyle?
I have one.
Not you, Kyle.
He can't. He doesn't have one.
Okay, go for it, Jake.
My what stinks is that Kyle is dead in a ditch.
Their what stinks is basically each other.
No,
I honestly didn't. I don't have a what stinks. There's...
Not even
I liked everything on this pay-per-view.
Well, it doesn't have to be from the pay-per-view.
General, everything's been good in wrestling this week.
You know what? I have a What Stinks. My What Stinks is the predictability of the main event, because everybody saw John Cena winning, and it was there was no suspense in it. You knew.
Yeah, but what did you expect? You know this pay-per-view was just going to be like, they're already ramping up for SummerSlam.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with it. I don't know. I hate it when it's too predictable, though.
It's been predictable since WrestleMania. I mean, come on.
Not entirely, but for the most part, you're right.
All right, my What Stinks, and I remember what it was because I blocked it out successfully. AJ Lee actually had to fight Eva Marie on Monday Night Raw. Eva Marie got to be on Monday Night Raw. Of course, she got her ass kicked, but Eva Marie was on Monday Night Raw.
I thought we got rid of her.
Oh, no. I got more for you on this one.
She forgot to answer her phone the day they fired everyone.
She was on NXT.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know how bad she got booed out of the Full Sail Arena?
Pretty bad from what I understand.
They're going to use her if she keeps getting booed like that. That's like Vicky Guerrero heat.
It's X-Pac heat.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it's still heat anyway.
And my other thing is, you're going to tease us with Sting and then just show us a video of him and then he's not actually going to be...
You didn't actually expect him to show up.
Half-assed I did.
You know, really?
Here's my big beef with the whole goddamn thing. Budget cut. But you're going to spend 20 grand to make that 30-second commercial?
I don't think it was $20,000.
It was 20 grand.
20,000 is cheap to make a commercial, Jason.
This is true.
Not when it's something simple.
It wasn't
20,000,
sorry. It was 200,000.
No, it was 20 grand.
It was 200. It was 200.
They did not.
It was in the news.
Was it 200,000?
Yeah, because they had to hire a stuntman for some reason. I don't know why, but they
hired a body double.
Like,
and yeah, that was not Sting. That guy was in way too much shape. They must have CGI'd that or something from Sting from like 15 years ago.
That's what we were saying. I was like, that's a body double. She goes, how do you know? I was like, there is no way he's in that good of shape. No, Sting.
What the fuck was that?
I mean, my real person.
And why is she in the kitchen cooking?
Why? Because it's been a knife.
Anyway, Heath, you got what stinks?
Tell you the truth, the whole pre-show.
Pre-show was kind of bad.
I was very disappointed. I mean, at least be halfway entertaining.
I mean, you know what? It's been so good the last few times with the El Torito just ridiculousness that this was kind of a stinky pre-show.
Yeah.
You know, I got another.
Yeah, I think it's the thing where you put Usos and the Wyatts on the pre-show, and then you put like Naomi and Cameron on the next one. It's definitely not going to be the best.
Yeah, last pre-show was, I think we even got a Daniel Bryan promo. So I mean, that was at least more entertaining than.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I got one more. What stinks?
Okay.
So Monday Night Raw, Cesaro had a match. Who was not with Cesaro Monday Night Raw?
Paul Heyman.
So you're going to take Cesaro, pull him away from Dutch, put him with Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman's going to run with him for a few months and do absolutely nothing for him.
What do you mean nothing for him?
He's no better off than he was. He's actually worse off now than he was.
I disagree with that.
How do you disagree with that?
Heyman gave him more
of an interest. Because Paul Heyman's, apart from Brock Lesnar, has the most heat in the company. You put that with Cesaro, naturally that's, he's going to be. And plus, he's been talking up Cesaro the most that I've ever seen a manager ever do in the history of I've been watching wrestling. I mean, the dude knows how to, talk up his clients.
Well, all in all, I think Cesaro...
He came out without Heyman, it was almost like a lost puppy. Hmm. It didn't feel right.
Hey, Leonard Taylor's got a what stinks. What's this?
All right, let me look that up again. Leonard's what stinks is Rollins versus Ambrose not taking place.
Was what?
The Rollins Ambrose match.
I can agree with that.
Yeah, because a lot of,
the
entire crowd was wanting this to happen, and it didn't.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go to the next segment, Jason.
The next segment? Yeah. Okay.
Can you dig it? Sucker!
Because I have a can you dig it?
Alright, what is it, Adrian?
Alright. This match, this pay-per-view sets up Rollins versus Ambrose, last man standing for SummerSlam.
Well, given the fact that it was going to be mine, I think I'll dig that.
Alright!
And you know what? I can definitely dig that as well. I mean, if anything, at least a match where there's no disqualification.
I can see it being a street fight, maybe, but I'm going to go last man standing.
I think I could dig it as long as you throw the case on the line.
Ooh. What did they do, case versus career?
That was mine, you fucking asshole.
I agree, but I still...
What did they make it last man standing, case versus career?
That won't happen.
I wish I could take it.
Won't be case versus career.
You haven't attributed anything to this fucking show.
Do what?
Said he hasn't done anything in the show. He's just been there silent.
And then he takes your can you dig it?
Exactly. Well, faggot.
What do you got? Well, you say what else have one.
I don't have one now.
Leonard does.
Okay, what's Leonard's?
Can you dig it? We get a triple threat match for the Divas title at SummerSlam. AJ versus Paige versus Naomi.
Versus who?
Naomi. Versus AJ versus Paige.
I doubt it. That's putting too much.
It would be a good match, but Naomi doesn't fit in that mold yet.
You know, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. They go and do Paige and AJ for so long, but I thought they could only do Paige or AJ and Caitlyn for so long. And here CJ210's got one. Swagger versus Rusev. First to put a flagpole in Lana's ass. Win. Wow. All right. Yeah, it was.
I think Rusev would be putting it in, if you know what I mean.
Oh wow!
It was $200,000 per commercial.
Wow.
Can't imagine how the hell does it cost $200,000 to make that commercial? There's not that much to it.
Because you have the lighting, you know, the cameras.
I could do that same lighting in the basement.
Like, no, you couldn't.
It all adds up.
You don't
really. And probably the rent for the building as well.
Rent for the building? They're probably from the back of a goddamn arena they already had
rent
for the night.
The orchestra.
Doesn't matter.
That wasn't a real orchestra.
It looked like an empty warehouse to me.
You don't know that.
You really think they're going
to
be...
Yeah, I do know that. Where else would you do it?
You have to understand there are a lot of different production costs.
Jason, exactly. Always a lot of Jason doesn't understand how money works.
Whatever. $200,000 on budget cut. Wait, we got to drop $200,000 for a commercial for Sting. For a video game that... Oh, by the way, you're...
Not, it's his first time in the WWE. You may as well make it look good.
Yeah, that's true.
They could have extended a little bit more.
He's been a bitch about this situation.
Better than wasting money on a guy like CM Punk.
You can go take a long walk off a short fucking cliff.
Wait, what happened? I missed that whole thing. What?
I said it's better than spending money on a worthless walkout like CM Punk.
You know, I hate to admit it, but as much as he gave...
Hey, Kyle, you know what? Fuck you.
Wait a minute.
We're
moving
on.
I like Punk.
I was just going to say, I think CM Punk may have something to say about that.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, CM Punk does have something to say about that. Hold on. Let me find it. Kyle, this is for you.
You have a vagina! You have a vagina!
That's right.
That's for you. Anyway, moving on.
That's also true that 2K also paid for part of that.
They might have paid for part of that. I don't know. Anyway.
I don't think they'd pay that much money for that.
Do what?
I don't think they'd pay that much money for it. That's what I'm saying.
No. Alright, so the bet as of right now, after the pay-per-view, all caught up, all current.
Yeah.
The Big Dick Johnson video on the line. Yeah. It's going to be great when this happens, as long as I don't lose. We've got Team Jizznopper, 134 points.
Alright.
Team Adrian, 162 points.
Alright.
Yours truly, Team Awesome, 196 points.
Wow.
This bet, you just don't want to lose.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting to get my truck washed.
Yeah, we got to put the video up on that here.
Yeah, we do. Anyway.
All I can say is I'm not doing any more bets after this. That's just between you two.
Oh, come on.
He hasn't done particularly well.
No, I haven't.
That's fine. We'll get Kyle in with our bet.
If he decides to show up.
Yeah, if he decides to show up. Heath, your problem is you've got... one guy that's only gotten you like 3 points the entire time.
Which guy's that?
Ambrose.
Well, that's because they don't even freaking put him in matches.
Then you drop his ass.
This is true.
Yeah, but who else can I get out there? Who else has
Big
not
Show
been?
Show
about,
up?
Hey,
if I were you, I would keep Ambrose because he's about to explode.
Well, I know. That's what I keep thinking. It's like, man, they're gonna have to push him out there.
Jason, have a roster change.
We need to let the guy...
They just want him. Don't do it. They just want him.
Heath, are you going to make a move? Because Adrian mentioned there was someone out there that just won a title tonight. That if you don't pick up, I'm sure one of us will pick him up.
Is there anybody else that has done as bad?
No.
Most?
No. Your next lowest guy is Victor from NXT at 10 points. Goldust has gotten you 15. Sheamus has gotten you 53. Luke Harper has gotten you 23. And Rowan's gotten you 26. Drop Sheamus, please. I dare you. Please, I'm begging you. Drop Sheamus.
I am not dropping Sheamus. Good God. Not the workhorse of the company.
Well, you making a move or not?
So you're saying the Miz is still out there, huh?
Yes.
No one has him.
Wow.
Peanut Gallery, feel free to chime in.
I'll drop Ambrose for Miz.
All right. Adrian, that was your roster move, right? You're dropping the guy for the Miz?
Him, yeah.
Do you have a move you'd like to make?
I do.
You're going to drop Paige and pick up Dean Ambrose.
I am.
Watch Adrian win this now. You've done it now, Faith. I'm sorry.
I knew that's where you were going with that one. Still not a bad move, Heath. Yeah. Better off on your half.
Watch Miz lose the title
on Raw. I would shit myself. That'd be funnier now.
That would be hilarious. I mean, I would laugh so hard.
We're going to move on.
Yeah,
it's time for America's Favorite Game Show. Not the Price is Right, not the God damn it. But Just Jams. What was that?
Just Jams. Kyle gonna jazz on Jesse's face.
Here's how this show works. We're gonna play three theme songs for Jason. If he can successfully guess 2 out of 3, he wins himself a shit free show. You're fucked, buddy.
There's no chance in hell.
They were going over this earlier.
If Kyle gets 2 out of 3 on this, I'll be impressed.
You can feel free to play along in the chat because he can't see what's going on.
And Kyle and Jake, do not say anything out loud.
No. Your first one starts now.
Really?
I couldn't read it on the screen before. Alright.
And your time starts now.
I'm definitely playing.
Seriously, he's speechless right now. Oh my god.
Yes, the microphone is on.
Oh, good lord.
Do you have any kind of an inkling as to who that is, Heath?
Can there's only one person that came to my mind. Can
he guess it?
No. Oh god, it's going to be the right one.
What's your person you think it is?
Kamala.
Oh, wait. I want to try.
Umaga. I got it. Owned.
Are you fucking serious, Jake?
Tamina, yeah, it said it in the goddamn song!
No, Umaga
said it. It was Tamina,
well, no, okay, for my credit on that one, you fuckers talked over the whole freaking sound clip.
Listen to me.
How could I not hear it?
That song, he used it.
Yeah, see, now that you guys are quiet, I can actually fucking hear it.
Alright, if you could guess one of the next two, I would consider giving it to you. You think that was Umaga, really?
It was. They edited the theme to use it for Tamina.
So I'm 1 for 3, right?
Here's Umaga.
You are Kyle, yeah.
Totally not the same.
Theme after that.
I'm pretty sure that's the same theme he used for the entire time there.
No, he used a different one, like, back just before he died. He had a different theme.
All right, here's number two. And your time starts now.
You get the easy ones, Heath. Come on.
CJ, you're wrong.
What?
I think I know who this is, but I'm not sure.
CJ, 210, put a guess in the chat. He's wrong.
I don't even recognize it.
Wow.
Can't he guess it?
No.
He can't.
I don't know.
You have a lifeline.
Well, pick me. I know what it is.
You can't just pick Jake because he
no,
knows.
No, he can phone a friend. He can phone Kyle right now.
Then I know for sure who it is. He doesn't.
Don't trust Jake. He thinks a trunk of a car is a boot.
I have every theme in my system. Fuck you. I know
it's theme. But you just thought Tamina, the one...
It is. Dude, I will put it in the fucking group page. It is.
I'm just saying, the version was wrong.
Do you want me to ask him right now?
Are we counting phone a friend as
sure,
a,
why not?
As a lifeline?
But you don't get credit for not getting the first one right, so...
So, lifeline, phoning a friend, Jake?
Alicia Fox.
Is that going to be your answer, Heath?
I don't remember her ever using it, but... Oh, I'll go for it.
I want to put a guess out there, because that does sound right. I won't argue. But part of me thinks it's Caitlyn's old name.
Jake Mullins got it right.
She just used it, like, a month ago.
Yes.
It is Alicia Fox.
Okay.
All right, you ready for number three?
Is this going to be another diva theme? Because lately, that's what you've been playing. You've been playing a lot of
diva
themes.
We told you there was a theme this month.
Yes.
The entire month?
When I said this month's Jizz Jams has a theme.
Well, usually you do it only just a week. So.
No, I said the entire month.
We did say that.
All right.
All right, you ready for the last one?
Yep.
If anyone gets this, I'll be shocked. He's just like, I've heard this. This is a bad porno music from Cinemax.
Hey, don't talk over. We don't want to keep all buttered.
And your time starts now.
God, this almost sounds like something from the Attitude Era. But I could be totally wrong.
Boop, beep, 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 beep. I want to talk, but I can't. Because Heath has his panties in a bunch. We need a guess.
I don't know that one.
Kyle, do you have a guess?
I've got two. Since I don't have anything on the line, either one of these could be right, I guess.
All right, what are your guesses?
Well, I think it's one of two. It's either Sable or China.
No.
Damn.
Jake, do you have a guess?
Nicole Bass.
Adrian.
Are you being serious? I don't know who the fuck that is.
The correct answer is...
Camilla.
Carmella, dumbass.
Carmella.
Carmella. Was that even a person?
Yeah. Is she married? I don't know if she's still married to him, but she was former Playboy playmate that married Jeff Garcia at the San Francisco.
She's on the Diva Search.
Oh, so she was irrelevant. Oh, okay.
She won the Diva Search.
Did she win it? I thought she...
She came in second. She came in second to Ashley Massaro.
Yes.
Okay.
So. Oh, wait. Hold on. Shit. Our judges have to tabulate. Hold on.
It's Saved by the Bell.
What?
No, it isn't.
No, not that. Oh, what? Okay, judges, what's the final score?
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Wilder. You can leave the studio now. That's what I'm paying for, to come in and say that one thing.
Yeah.
All right. Now moving on. It's time for This Week in Wrestling History with our teacher, Andrea Masters.
Thank you, sir.
Nice.
All right. So, we have some notable birthdays that happened in this week.
All right.
We have Mark Monaco, better known as Bully Ray or Bubba Ray Dudley. Lucha Libre legend, Mil Mascaris. Just Eat the Body Ventura.
Nice.
We have Carlos Colon Sr., Al Snow, and the Great Suzuki.
Huh.
Notable deaths that happened this week. ECW original John Cronus died at the age of 38.
Really?
And Terry Gordy passed away at age 40 due to a blood clot.
Wow.
Let's see here. News, things that happened this week. On WWE Raw, Vince McMahon, on July 15th, 2002, made the shock introduction as Eric Bischoff as the new Raw General Manager.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A Black Saturday took place.
A Black Saturday took place. Took over Georgia Championship Wrestling's time slot on 12 years.
The day in which it became known as Black Saturday took place in Vince McMahon's WWF program and took over Georgia Championship Wrestling's time slot of 12 years on TBS. The show was a ratings disaster. GCW's core audience began writing and calling TBS in droves, furious over the fact that GCW was no longer airing on the station and debating to know why. Thousands of complaints were received, and many of which focused on the loss of Gordon Sully. Within a short time, GCW's returned to its original slot.
Sorry, my contacts went out of focus. I was having trouble reading.
You're fine. Next.
All right. And the most important thing that's happened in this week.
Wasn't there something else?
Yeah, there is. I'm getting to it right now.
No, not that. I thought there was something else on the
no,
list.
No, nothing all that more. There's a couple matches.
But. Okay. All right. And the big news story from this week.
July 16th, 1988. The infamous incident in wrestling history where Bruiser Brody was stabbed to death in a shower at a wrestling show in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Tony Atlas ran to the shower whenever they heard screams. Brody was bent over holding his stomach. Atlas then looked up at Gonzalez, who stabbed Brody, holding a knife. Gonzalez claimed innocence at the scene. Was initially charged with first-degree murder, but was later reduced to involuntary homicide. Bruiser Brody was a big guy.
Yeah,
there was no one that could like get him on the stretcher, so Tony Atlas had to carry him from the shower, bleeding, down to the ambulance.
Holy shit!
Yeah, I actually had watched a wrestling tape at my brother's house recently. Oh my god, Bruiser Brody was humongous for a wrestler back then.
Yeah, if you want to actually get familiar with some of his stuff, there's a lot of matches featuring him on the WCCW shows that are on the WWE Network now.
Huh. Good to know. That was...
There you go.
Yeah.
That was This Week in Wrestling History with our teacher, Adrian Masters.
Thank you.
Nice match tracker reference.
You're supposed to say class dismissed.
Oh, class dismissed.
Thank you. We gotta talk about this.
Punk
before
watch?
We go tonight.
A punk watch?
Kind of.
But we got Dave Meltzer reporting it, so.
Yes.
Oh boy. We know how he is on his reporting.
If it comes to Paul Jordan or Dave Meltzer, I'll take Paul Jordan's word every time.
Yes.
Oh god, yeah.
From what I understand, this week marks a sad point in time. CM Punk's contract, from what I understand, has been. What expire?
I see.
Gone from the company.
Officially here's my moved question. To the alumni section.
Here's my question. When someone leaves the company, and everyone chime in on this, when someone leaves the company, don't they normally, if it's not on their terms, on Vince's terms, don't they normally kind of bury them a little bit or just act like they never existed?
Kind of. Well, if you think about everything that Vince was trying to do after he left, is that he was trying to fix the situation. Yeah, I think that Vince's understanding, even though he left and put them in a really shitty position, because, you know, they have his documentary on the WWE Network airing this week and stuff like that, so
and this is
he's not in the hole.
And this is where I'm going with that, because usually if someone leaves and it's not Vince's decision, they like to act like he doesn't exist. However, with CM Punk, they take time on Monday Night Raw to mention the Best in the World documentary.
Because I think they know that, you know, the chants and stuff, they know they can't drown it out. I mean, just so why not embrace it?
Maybe, and this is a far-fetched idea, maybe Vince realized he fucked up?
I don't think that
How did he fuck up? He's not the one that left.
But CM Punk left because of obviously a multitude of reasons, but the biggest one that pushed him over the edge was Batista.
Yeah, but I don't I don't think Vince is like that.
I'm just saying,
if you know Vince, he's quoted himself to say no one's bigger than the WWE. So.
Yeah, no, you're right. But normally when somebody leaves, they bury them, or they, or like you said, they act like they don't exist. And it's, I find it really weird that they went out of their way to plug a documentary.
It's like with Benoit,
and if you
for
go,
example.
If you,
Benoit, they put him in DVDs, but they don't mention him by name. That's what they're trying to do. They're not promoting CM Punk. They're just promoting...
They promoted CM Punk, in theory, on Monday. I mean, the documentary aired on Tuesday. His contract ended on Thursday.
And not to mention that if you watch the WrestleMania rewinds, they're both of the ladder matches that Punk won, too.
Yeah.
I think it was kind of like, it may have been just a little send-off for him.
Or a last ditch effort to make them...
I don't know. I just wanted to see what you guys thought.
It might have been like a last ditch effort for WWE to, like,
Punk, we need you.
Reach out.
Yeah. Paul Jordan said they used the face... they used the documentary to get interest in the network. They never mentioned him by name. I thought they might have, but...
Yeah, it's the Benoit idea.
Well, he's there. We're just not going to say he's there.
Right.
And I just want to say...
Benoit from history, but he's
right.
There, you know?
I just want to say, for the record, if you haven't seen that yet, you need to watch it. It's by far the
amazing.
Best one they've ever done.
But there's a number of guys who left the company on not
great
terms.
I don't know. I liked the Triple H one, and I liked the history of WWE. That was good.
This Punk one, by far, was one of my favorites.
Thy Kingdom Come, the Triple H one.
It's dramatized, though. That's...
Yeah, the Triple H one was really good, too, but I thought the Punk one was just a little bit better.
It was very good. It was really cool to hear his story and how everything happened. Like, it was really fucking good.
I want a legitimate Undertaker DVD.
Yes!
Done by, with, like, Triple H, like, not, you know, in character, regular Triple H, and, like, Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, Stone Cold. Fuck Kane.
Taker would do that at this point, because if you watch the history of, WWE and Triple H's DVD, he was actually on there.
Oh, he's been doing a lot of stuff like that.
I don't remember him being on the Triple H DVD.
He said a bunch of stuff.
He wanted to work on that one heavily. That was his decision to work on the Triple H one, so.
Exactly.
Wasn't he on Punk's too, or am I mistaken?
I believe he was.
I didn't see him on that one, but.
Alright, we've got one more thing here.
Okay.
Let's see if anyone remembers this theme. Anyone of you remember what this theme was used for?
You suck.
Is that
I
Vangelis?
Don't suck.
I don't.
It is time
suck.
For the
I
second ever installment
suck.
Of this week's Dumbass Challenge of the Week.
Can I ask who put this off for next week?
Are you going to have Twizzlers next week?
Yes.
If it's not Twizzlers, it's Starburst.
Okay.
All right, so next week. Because Adrian wants to put that on tonight. We are going to see how many Twizzlers or Starbursts they can eat in 1 minute.
Okay.
Next week. Because apparently... Would you eat all your Starbursts or your Twizzlers?
Oh, no, I just don't... You know what? We can do it right now. Heath goes first.
Yeah, no. Anyway, so with that being said, pay attention for that. I'm done. I'm going to go home. All right, go to bed.
All right, yeah.
Go home. I don't want to go home.
I got a naked wife upstairs, probably, so.
That's always a motivation to end a fucking show.
It is. Why is your girlfriend not in the kitchen cooking for you?
She's in bed.
Why are you still on the show?
She may or may not be naked. I don't know. She's probably a full body.
Wouldn't you want to find out if she is or is not?
I know my girlfriend's not naked, so I gotta go.
See, there you go.
Kyle's got a Jake's got a kangaroo in his bed naked, so he's gonna go.
That was wild. Everyone's got a naked lady in their bed. Oh,
yes. Except for Heath. He has a mop.
Give it to you. That was funny.
He has a mop. So anyway, Adrian, so that was a problem with something that we said on the show.
Just remember to email the Wrestling Niche about it, because they'll... Kyle loves getting email.
They
probably
do.
Probably tell you to fuck off. That's a good chance of that.
Oh, hey, it'll be
same type of thing we say. So hey, that's cool too. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes. If you type us in on iTunes, you may come across other wrestling podcasts on there as well. If you see the Wrestling Niche, don't even bother. Anyway, Subscribe to us on iTunes, like us on Facebook.
Wrestling Niche is a great show, and how dare you say bad things about them?
You were trash talking them before I brought them on Skype. You're like, why are you gonna bring these two assholes on? I can't fucking say any one of them.
You might as well say that while they're on the show.
I gotta get a hold of Kevin Curtin. I want my goddamn t-shirt from the game show you guys played. I want to say that is one of the only episodes of the Wrestling Niche I've actually listened to all the way through.
It's technically not really an episode of that show.
What? Technically wasn't an episode of their show.
Well,
it's just trivia.
Close enough. It was on their
feed.
Yeah, so technically it was.
Okay.
That was fun. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. Paul Jordan is the man. Read his stuff on the website. Yeah, I think we're done. We good? We're done.
Okay.
We're done? You guys done? I'm done. So,
I'm finished.
Good. With that being said, I feel like I'm forgetting something. I really, really do feel like we're forgetting something to cover tonight, or at least at the end here, so I guess not. I said that every time since we've started.
We can do overall pay-per-view grades, so we didn't give our grade.
Oh, shit, that's right. That's what I was wanting to do. Okay, overall Battleground rating. Adrian, go first.
I'll give it a solid 8.5 out of 10.
Jizzmopper.
8.
Double A.
I guess.
Ku Klux Kyle, riding on your hover around.
7.5.
Hover around boy. I will give it an 8.5. I didn't think there was a whole lot of... No, I'll give that an 8.5. I'll give the PlayStation Network a 2 out of 10.
Yes. Wow, did you have issues?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
We can watch the Paul Jordan gives it a 6. We were only able to watch, the opening match, in 10-second intervals. It would...
Really?
Go for 10 seconds and then stop.
I didn't have any issues at all this time. I had issues with Money in the Bank. Dude, I had to restart the PlayStation five fucking times.
Yeah, no. You see, that's the thing. Whenever we watched Money in the Bank, so we didn't have any issues with Money in the Bank at all.
Oh, and then we...
But the background, I didn't have any issues.
We streamed it using the computer and hooked it up to my HDMI port on the TV, and it went just fine the rest of the night. So, whatever.
Pretty well much, yeah.
So, all right. So, once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Hubbard, saying adios, motherfuckers.
The Big A Adrian Masters here wants to thank the Wrestling Niche for coming on tonight. Thank you guys very much.
Yes, thank you guys.
You should play that Johnny Cash song. I'm gonna kill
him. No, we got something special in it all.
Yes.
No, we got something even better for Kyle to love.
And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath. It might not be the Brock Lesnar theme.
No,
it's not.
The Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath saying so long.
And once again there for our special guest tonight.
Yes!
Oh, that's not the song of the night. I'm just playing it one more time to piss Jake off. Alright, so I guess we will...
Yeah, I don't love this show.
We will try to do this again next week. You guys going to help us out with this one? The ending here?
Would you like
to? You know. Oh, that's right. You don't ever listen to the show. Never mind. So
I know what you're talking about, asshole.
We will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been...
Hour-bombed!
J-bomb.
Fuck you, Jake.
You've come to tell me something you say I ought to know. He don't love me anymore and I'll have to let him go. You say you're gonna take him, oh, but I don't think you can. 'Cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. No. Women like you, they're a dime a dozen. You can buy on anywhere. For you to get to him, I have to move over and I'm gonna stand right here. It'll be over my dead body. So get out while you can. 'Cause you ain't woman enough to take my man.
I see the way y'all look at my man. Okay. Keep it up. Keep it up. Wait till the song is done. You're gonna have 245 pounds of feminine ass whooping. Do it again.
Sometimes a man's caught looking at things that he don't need. He took a second look at you, but he's in love with me. Well, I don't know where that leaves you. Oh, but I know where I stand. 'Cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. Uh-uh, no, you know why? I said women like you, they're a dime a dozen. You can buy them anywhere.
gonna stand right here. It'll be over my dead body. So get out while you can. Cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. Y'all be thinking you, don't you? Look at you two. You two. I see the way y'all look at my man. Both y'all scandalous, scheming, just downright trifling, man-stealing bitches. Not today, not tomorrow, not yesterday. You ain't woman enough. Cause I said sometime man caught looking at things that he don't need, like y'all. He took a second look at you, but he's in love with me. Well, I don't know where that leaves you. Oh, but I know where I stand. I said to you, ain't woman enough to take my man. I said, oh, women like you, they're a dime a dozen. You can buy them anywhere. For you to get to him, you have to move over. And I'm gonna stand right here. It'll be over my dead body. So get out while you can. Cause you ain't woman enough to take my man.
No, 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 no.
Woman enough to take my man. You bitches, listen up, listen up. Cause you ain't woman enough to take my man.
No.
Not my man.